Lesson 1. How construction and facilities management can alleviate mass displacement challenges. This lesson aims to cover mainly key learning objective 1 for this course, that is, to understand how construction and facilities management decisions and activities affect mass displacement impacts on the built environment and enhance or constrain integration and social cohesion. It also partly covers learning objective 2, to communicate and discuss issues using appropriate terminology relating to mass displacement with specific reference to construction and facilities management of the built environment, and also partly addresses learning objective 3, to appreciate the policy and legal frameworks that apply to mass displacement with specific reference to construction and facilities management of the built environment. Although a prerequisite course has covered displacement and types of displacement in detail, in this lesson, learners are first reminded of what displacement means and the types of displacement to be considered in the context of construction and facilities management. Only disaster-induced and conflict-induced displacement are considered in this topic. Next, resettlement as a means of addressing the issue of mass displacement is introduced. Different types of resettlement are briefly discussed before an introduction to the measures of success of resettlement and government's role in making resettlement a success. National governments play a major role in addressing mass displacement, be it through natural disasters or conflicts. There are also many other key actors involved in addressing mass displacement challenges through resettlement. For example, local authorities, towns and communities to which refugees will be resettled, the providers of specialized reception and integration services to be offered to resettled refugees, and the providers of mainstream services in the destination communities. For example, health services, housing agencies, employment services, and education services. In some contexts, civil society representatives, including members of the ethnic and linguistic groups being resettled, and prospective volunteers. Within the context of resettlement, the lesson introduces the main domains of resettlement introduced by Ager and Strang. Current challenges in resettlement are discussed from the built environment perspective. These challenges are then linked to the domains of resettlement. Matching these domains and the built environment challenges, it is clear that housing, infrastructure, water, sanitation, and hygiene, otherwise known as WASH services, and social spaces are vital aspects of resettlement where the built environment plays a key role. Within these aspects, the lesson covers the main roles played by construction and facilities managers. Firstly, their roles in housing is discussed with respect to formal settlements such as social housing, donor-driven housing, and private housing. Construction and facilities managers also play a role in informal settlements, for example, slums, in the case of demolishing them or upgrading them to better standards of living. Construction and facilities managers' responsibilities include infrastructure and service provision. Improving access to WASH services particularly can improve health, life expectancy, student learning, gender equality, and other important issues for development. This can reduce illness and death and also affect poverty reduction and socioeconomic development challenges, including improper management of water distribution systems, failures of WASH systems over time, providing equitable access to drinking water supply, and gender issues. WASH services have to be provided to household locations, but also need to be extended to infrastructure such as schools, healthcare facilities, workplaces, markets, prisons, train stations, public locations, and so forth. Within this topic, details of a Syrian case study are presented to enable a discussion of the roles of construction and facilities managers. Relations between host and displaced communities are complex. In general, displaced communities are often treated with hostility by the host community. They may be viewed with fear, subjected to persecution for being displaced, and blamed for increased crime rates. Cultural, regional, and ethnic differences often produce conflicts between the two communities and become excuses for racism and discrimination in daily life, such as in the workplace and in landlord-tenant relationships. Therefore, social cohesion between the two communities is essential for long-term harmony and peace within the society. Within this lesson, the enhancement of social cohesion by creating innovative social spaces is discussed. construction and facilities managers' roles in building and maintaining social spaces, such as community centres, parks, etc., can encourage frequent, continuous, and positive interaction between different communities through a variety of project activities. When introducing construction and facilities managers' roles, we need to understand that these roles go beyond housing, infrastructure, water services, and social spaces. They encompass an array of services that different construction professionals deliver. For example, these can include other roles such as cost estimation, cost control, life cycle costing, that is, the roles associated with quantity surveyors. Further, adapting relevant health and safety standards to construction and facility maintenance can be carried out by a health and safety officer. Building resilient structures is the responsibility of structural engineers. Maintaining quality of the built facilities and adhering to environmental and other planning laws are also the responsibilities of many other construction professionals. These are discussed in the latter part of the lesson. The construction sector's overall responsibilities position the sector as a key player in addressing mass displacement issues. Thus, the lesson ends by highlighting the need for regulatory changes to allow the sector to work flexibly with other key actors in disaster resilience initiatives.